Enron's top executives were serious art patrons with serious money. The company gave millions of dollars to the city's cultural institutions, but the money's dried up. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports Houston's artists are mourning the loss of their modern-day Medicis.
Since this is a story about the arts, let's start with something visual. Imagine Enron as this big rock suspended above the glassy waters of Houston's cultural community. Then imagine bankruptcy, starring in the role of gravity.
Of everyone in this town who did work with Enron, everyone who Enron was their number one client, whether it be Arthur Andersen or Vincent and Elkins or McKinsey and Company, and you know, Enron was their number one client here. So that has this huge ripple effect on the community, and I think it has been a really devastating blow.
Paul Tatro is the managing director of Houston's Alley Theater. Tatro says it's actually many rocks hitting the pond, all because of Enron.
It wasn't until after Edmund was born I had a single gray hair. Then it began to turn white.
And that made it prettier than ever.
Will you listen to your father, Jamie, after 35 years of marriage?
Tatro says theaters like the Alley and ballets and operas need costume, scenery, and performers, none of which come cheap. Each year, Enron dispensed $10 million to Houston nonprofits, and Enron was buying a lot of art, too. New work by Los Angeles painter Ed Ruscha, sculpture by Martin Puryear, photography, projection art, and a huge outdoor light display designed to look like the Milky Way, which would have linked Enron's two downtown buildings. From chamber music to performance art, Enron saw itself as a major cultural player, and investing in forward-looking, cutting-edge artwork was the company's mandate. Enron even had an arts committee headed by Lee Fastow, wife of former chief Enron financial officer Andy Fastow. And Enron the company is just part of the story.
Well, it's what Agnes Martin does. It is a series of beautiful, barely colored horizontal lines. It seems to be a kind of a meditation on the horizon to me.
Agnes Martin's painting Loving Love is owned by Andy Fastow. You see, aside from everything Enron was doing for the arts as a company, at the same time Enron was making its top executives very rich. Former Enron CEO Jeff Skilling and former CFO Andy Fastow suddenly had millions to spend on art. Lee and Andy Fastow, especially Lee Fastow, was widely respected by Houston artists and curators for their interest and taste in serious collecting. Vance Muse is with the Manil Museum in Houston.
I think of all the Enron executives whose names I've seen in the paper, certainly the Fastows were known as having great eyes and collecting important and wonderful art.
The Manil now has on display two beautiful paintings on loan from the Fastows. These paintings are worth hundreds of thousands of dollars each. And Muse says that in addition to providing benefactors, Enron was providing a lot of customers, too.
It's terrible that it's gone because they were generous, and all those employees who were there and sharp and perhaps buying art from galleries in town as well and being members of museums and supporting the opera and going to the galas. So that's a chunk of folks gone.
Over the years, Enron's top executives were so supportive of Houston's artists and cultural institutions that they earned a lot of goodwill in the artistic community. This city has had a long history of oil busts and spectacular bankruptcies, so losing lots of money is nothing new in Houston, and it can draw as much sympathy as disapproval, especially among the city's elite.
You want to look around the house a little bit? We have some of our artwork we have in our house. We live in this large...
Michael Massing and Jack Galbraith aren't members of Houston's moneyed elite. They're known as the Art Guys, conceptual artists who work in photography, painting, sculpture, and performance art. The Art Guys were commissioned by both Jeff Skilling and the Fastows to produce works for their respective homes. Massing and Galbraith designed the entire guest wing of Skilling's new house.
There's a lot of people in Houston who have a lot more money than Jeff does, who use it to buy jet skis and snowmobiles and whatever, and, you know, have blue shag carpet with, you know, gold-trimmed bed frames. But it's a much more sort of discerning intellect, I think, to surround oneself and to create an environment that Jeff has done.
The problem for the Art Guys, and for all other artists for that matter, is that serious art patrons who have the means to commission and collect do not grow on trees. And Enron's bankruptcy is lamented especially for the loss of what will never be, art that will never be created now that Enron is gone.
It's a tremendous loss, because if we were sitting here last year at this exact time talking about Enron, the conversation would be completely different. We would be talking about what an amazing company. Look how much money they've given to the community. It's devastating. You know, it was so exciting to have somebody like Enron around, and high-powered, high-energy, everybody wanted to work for them, and that's just gone poof.
Now that Enron's gone poof, what about all those pieces of art that were bought by Enron and are now sitting in storage? Just how badly will the value of these works be tarnished by their association with the company? Standing in front of Lee and Andy Fastow's 1998 painting Ship Talk by Edward Ruscha, Manil curator Matthew Drutt says that however much money the Fastow's painting was worth before, it's worth more now.
The art world tends to be a place that thrives on controversy and conflict. Auctions are often the breeding ground for this kind of fantastic pricing of works that have a sensational pedigree.
While Enron's ex-employees may suffer from their association with the company, the artwork certainly won't. That will be a plus if it has to be sold to pay for legal expenses. As for the suffering of Houston's artistic community, while the loss of Enron is a hard blow, Houston is a town with many multimillionaires. Multimillionaires that have been around for a while, like the Browns, the Hobbies, the Seraphims, the Weissons, and the Blaffers. And that's just a partial list of Houston's important patrons. The city's artists, musicians, and dancers are hoping for their own sake that Enron's millions can be made up elsewhere. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Houston.